I'm Pastor Thompson. I'm the pastor of Sure Foundation Baptist Church in Vancouver, Washington. And our church is located just right across the river from Portland, Oregon.
All right, so what is the purpose of your church?
The purpose of our church is to fulfill the Great Commission. We're supposed to spread the gospel and get people saved. And that includes going and knocking on people's doors and any place we run into them and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's the main mission of our church, and also to teach people the Bible and to get them baptized. So,
what is the purpose of life?
Well, I believe the purpose, we were created in the image of God, and He created us for His purposes. In Colossians 1:16, it says, "For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." And so the Bible teaches that we were created by Him and we were created for God, and He has a special purpose for our lives.
So you mentioned a church, purpose of that was sharing the gospel. So how do Christians share the gospel?
Well, the Bible teaches that we're supposed to go out from the church. Jesus said, "Go ye therefore into all the world and teach and preach the gospel." So we're supposed to preach the gospel. And the Bible says in Acts 5:42, it says, "And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." And so we're literally supposed to go to every house and try to give people the gospel. And the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're supposed to teach people that if they put their faith in Jesus, that they will be in heaven someday, and they are eternally secure.
Why is soul winning so important?
Soul winning is so important because there's either two places you can go. It's either heaven or hell. And, you know, we are commissioned by the Lord Jesus Christ to go out and win people, because if we don't, they're going to go to hell. This world is going to hell, and it's up to Christians, you know, Bible-believing Christians, to go out there and preach the gospel so that people can get saved. And it's eternal. It's eternity is at stake. So their life in hell, which, you know, it's actually the death in hell we're trying to get them to avoid, and a life that that lasts forever in heaven.
So how do we share the gospel?
Well, you know, the Bible teaches that we're supposed to go out and share the gospel. I mentioned that before. In Acts 20, verse number 20, the Bible reads, "And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house." And so we literally believe the Bible, and so we literally believe that we're supposed to send out people that are trained in our church to go and knock on people's doors, stop them on the streets, and literally open up our Bibles and preach the gospel to them if they want us to. So obviously we don't want to just start, you know, preaching the gospel to people don't want to hear. We're going to the people that do want to hear. And so we try to give everybody an opportunity to receive the gospel, and we just ask them a couple of questions, and then we end up asking them if they want to hear, if they want us to preach the gospel to them. And if they say yes, then we take the Bible and show them, you know, that everybody has sinned, everybody deserves hell. Jesus came, died on the cross, was buried, rose again the third day. And, you know, if we put our trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they will be saved. And the Bible says that they'll be saved for all eternity, everlasting life. And so once they put their faith in Christ, then they are saved. And then we invite them to call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," in Romans 10:13. And so that's what we believe. That's what we teach. Obviously, we take our time and make sure that people understand the gospel before we pray with them. But the Bible is very clear on how to do it. And we just try to show them from the scriptures, because we believe it takes the Bible to be saved. And any good Baptist should believe that. So that's how we get people saved in a nutshell. And, you know, it's a free gift. You don't have to do anything to earn it. You don't have to do anything to keep it. You know, Jesus paid for it all. And all we have to do is put our faith in Him and nothing in our works.
All right, so I used to attend an old IFB church, and during that time, it was basically the men that went out, and it wasn't really sharing the gospel behind tracts, but
You know, if a woman or children would go out, it was kind of frowned upon. So what would you say, who are supposed to be going out soul winning?
Well, soul winning is for everybody. The Bible teaches that when the Holy Spirit came down upon the disciples of Pentecost, that men and women preached the gospel. So, you know, men are the ones that are supposed to be preaching in church, but at the doors, women are allowed to preach. Kids are allowed to preach if they know how to present the gospel. And, you know, we should be teaching our children to do and follow after us in the next generation. You know, it's not leave your kids at the babysitter and go soul winning. It's, you know, it's a family thing. At our church, we push strollers and we pack kids around with us and we take them door to door with us, and they know, they get to see what we experience, you know, the loving of people and the loving of souls. And it's so important because churches aren't doing it anymore. You know, it's just a shame that, you know, people that would name the name of Christ would just, you know, shun soul winning. They think it doesn't work. They think going door to door doesn't work, even though the Bible says it works. The Bible says to do it that way. But they've gone to tracting and hanging door hangers and running away and things like that. And, you know, we actually confront them. We confront them with the truth and just say, hey, if you were to die today, are you 100% sure that you go to heaven? And if they say no, whatever their answer is, we're going on to the next question. If they say that they're saved, well, how are you saved? You know, if they answer anything besides Jesus, faith in Jesus alone, then we go on to the next question and say, well, can we show you what the Bible says it takes to go to heaven? And then basically we just, you know, let them make up their own mind if they want to hear or not. But it's so important because churches just aren't doing it. And, you know, as a Baptist, as a Christian, we need to be out there knocking the doors. And, you know, Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So if you're not fishing, you're not following Jesus, and therefore you don't have on the full armor of God, and therefore your church is just a joke. You know, you're just not doing what God told you to do. Your candlestick will be removed, and basically you're just turned into a country club with a list of names on it.
All right. Well, thank you, Pastor, for your time, and God bless you and your ministry.
Thank you. All right.